All right. We want to welcome you. My name is Pastor B. Wallace.
And I'm Keontae McDonald, and you're tuned into Simplify Complexity, a relationship podcast.
All right. So we want to welcome you to another day, another podcast. And man, we have a story for you today. So our topic is actually going to be centered around a particular woman who lived in Florida. I want to say she moved to Arizona.
Uh-huh.
And she went on one date with a guy and ended up sending this person 65,000.
Thousand with a T. Thousand.
Thousand. Not like 6,500, right? You know, like 600, you know, 50. Yeah. You know, like, no, it was 65,000 text messages.
Yeah.
And so we're going to, the topic, we're going to do a two-part series. So the first part, we're going to do too aggressive, you know, when dating, you know, so what is too aggressive? You know, where's that line at? So that should be a fun topic, right? And then we're going to do a part two, too bitter when rejected. You know, so that's a tough one to swallow too, you know, when things kind of don't work out. And so, you know, what's our position on that?
Yeah.
So before we get to that, we always want to encourage you to go to the website, simplifycomplexity.org. I also want to encourage you to go to the website and check out information about my upcoming book, Chasing Happily Ever After. And I want to encourage you, if you've enjoyed what we've been doing here and you want to support in any way, you can go there and you can give to my GoFundMe, and I will send you a book as a gift for gratitude, or just in gratitude for your help and support. So with that, man, let's jump on in. Now, I want to be careful because we're going to say some things. We want to have some fun. All right. So those that are listening. So please do not. What's the word I'm looking for, man? As we're trying to have fun in this conversation. There are crazy guys out there. There's some crazy girls right now. It just happens to be that this particular topic was about, you know, a little bit of a crazy woman. And so we're just going to have some fun. So, you know, don't take it too personal. You know, we're just having some fun. We're going to get real too. We're going to get serious. But at the same time, we want to keep it light. Because I don't think the average person is going to send 65,000. Like, I mean, like, what are you,
right.
Is that your job?
65,000. I've never done 65,000 of anything. It's hard for me to count 65,000 minutes, like, you know?
Well, so what was your first thought, man, when I sent you this article? And for those, you can go on CNN, just type in woman convicted 65,000 text messages.
When I saw the 65,000, my mind immediately went to crazy, because that's insane.
Yeah, that's definitely you know, insane. It's definitely crazy.
So when I just seen that, I'm thinking like, man, first I thought like, maybe there's just more to this story. Maybe, you know, they had like a long relationship and she just can't get over him or something like that.
Yeah.
This is off of one date.
Yeah, this is one of those that make you online dating, because there was some online portion there. But this can happen just anywhere. So you can just meet somebody and you can run across against a crazy person. And here's the cool part. Like, she wasn't like super ugly, you know? Like when you see her picture, you're like, oh, this is
she's like a good looking person.
Like, you just walk her up across this person on the average day. So so not kind of getting into that. But what would you say, what is too aggressive, you know, in that dating process? So you're on that first date, you know, so obviously 65,000, whoever's listening, yeah, don't even get close to that. I think 65, six.
Might, you know, that was just,
you know, so, so what is that process? Because I've gone through this, especially kind of being back in the dating game. It's a trip where nobody likes to play games, right?
Right.
But there is a bit of a chess match, you know, when you're kind of dating, when it's that first date, when is that second date? And and mind you, I'm really careful. We don't want to play games, you know, so you don't want to play games. But there is a bit of a chess match. There is a bit of a game, because if I, you know, some woman you're dating, she calls you, you know, 3-4 times. You can be like, okay, like we just met, you know. So if you text me 3 or 4 times, like, hello, and you know, you're not waiting for me to respond. You know what I mean? So there's a little bit of a chess. What are your thoughts on that, man? You're being quiet on me.
Yeah, you know, I just think with dating and, you know, just the communication part into it, there's really kind of like a patient game you play, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I don't want to send her a text too soon. I don't want to send him a text
too
soon.
I don't want to be too aggressive.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I don't want to come in wheels hot, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I want to just kind of take this easy. You know, just take it a little slow ride. She just went in.
But I think other people sometimes do the same thing because out of excitement. And it's just a matter of calming that excitement. It's just a matter of understanding what the end game is.
Right.
And if you come across too aggressive too quickly, then this person might feel like, well, that's kind of who you are. And you can kind of come across a little crazy.
Yeah, because, I mean, when you think of, like, for me right now, I don't even think I'm texting my wife more than even 60 times, you know, in a day. More, not even more than 16 times.
You keep going to 65,000. So, nobody's going to text. I mean, not too many people are going to text 65,000.
But I'm just saying, like, just on the premise of just, like, even that communication pattern, me being married to my wife, somebody I need to communicate with every day, all day, pretty much, you know, just to go through life. We don't even do that as much. Yeah. So in dating, you really gotta, you know, you really gotta take it slow and kind of hold back and kind of pull yourself back and just give that person space. Number one, because you kind of need your space too. Like, you're not an item. This is just, you know, a first date or just going.
You're trying to get to know one another. We've talked about it before. This is data collecting, and you just shown your card. If you're texting me like 5-10 times, you know, you've shown your card that you have some insecurity issues, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's something deeper there when we've just went on the first date. Now, let's kind of go here. Is it okay to maybe make that first text? So you went on a date and the date is over, and so you make that first text. Is it okay to make that first, you be the first one to say hello, to say, hey, I enjoy myself?
Yeah, I don't think there's no problem in that. You know, I think what it comes down to is the time frame of it. You know, if we just got out of a date 3 minutes ago, don't send me a text 2 minutes and 30 seconds after that. Let it marinate a little bit here.
Maybe a little bit, but I do think that that's where the game can kind of come in. I think that that's where we want to have that balance of being led by the heart. And then also just being patient and, you know, and understanding that I don't want to be too aggressive. Mm-hmm. And so I think if you just got off of a really great date, I don't think you should overcomplicate it by saying, okay, well, I need to wait 2 days. You know, you kind of seen that in movies, or people might talk about that. Well, you have to have the code. You have to wait X number of hours. Just trash that. I'm not with that. You know, so, or you have to wait till they text you first. That to me, that's too much of a game. Mm-hmm. You know, that's overthinking it. But if your heart wants to say, wow, man, I really like him. Wow, I really liked her. I really enjoyed our time. And you want to text them and say, hey, I really enjoyed my time with you. If that's 3 minutes afterwards, thank you so much for an awesome date. But don't follow up with like 10 other ones.
Right. Exactly. You're right.
You know, and then give that person time to breathe, to maybe respond.
You know, really think on this.
Now, if it's 2 days later and they still didn't respond, you know, or, okay, here's a good one. Did you, I might totally mess this word up, but was it a rhetorical question or was it a statement? Because sometimes that can be taken a different way. So let's say you make a statement. Mind you, it should be, hey, thank you for the date. It was awesome.
Right.
That's really what? That's a statement.
Yeah, it's a statement.
You know, so it's not rhetorical. You're not really asking me a question. So if I don't reply, now I think a person should reply back. I enjoy myself too. You know, so there should be some feedback.
Some courtesy.
You're learning something. So if they don't give that type of feedback, right, then there is something there where, I don't know, maybe they didn't enjoy themselves. But you have to be mindful of, what are you texting in that moment? Was it a statement, or am I asking a question?
Mm-hmm.
And so as I'm asking a question, you know, then I'm looking for a response.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So any other thoughts, man?
I would just say, like, with dating, and I think that it's important, like, when you go into a date to, of course, you know, kind of, I'm not saying, like, lying out your whole life and everything, but you want to make known, like, what you're there for, you know, kind of what you want.
Right.
Or whatnot. That's one thing, but then, you know, just kind of diving off the deep end, you know, per se, and just, like, calling that person and just continue, you know what I mean? Like, that's when it just gets a little edgy. Then you might even break any hopes of the person that, you know, I was really feeling her until she called me 8 times.
Well, because guys do it too. You know, there's some stalker guys out there, you know, so.
You know what I mean? So you just really have to, you just got to really think on that, you know what I mean? And not be so excessive.
Yeah.
But just to the point where you get your point across and leave it at that and wait for that response, you know, wait for something to come back from that.
That's good. And again, there's nothing wrong. So let's say you do text somebody and then give them time to respond, but they don't respond back, you know, and it's a day or two later, then you can, you know, respond and say, you know, hey, did you get my last message? You know, you could do something like that. You know, you just want to have that balance. And I think we've all been there. And so I've had my learning moments. I'm going to go ahead and I can be transparent, right? I've had my moments where it's like, wait a minute, I kind of, that wasn't, you know, the right. Oh, I have a funny story. Okay. So for those, I was first, this is like when emojis started becoming big. And so you're still trying to work through the emojis, right? Now, do not laugh at me and please do not use this against me if you're listening. I just try to be honest and transparent. But, you know, some things are a learning curve, right? And so you're learning how to use emojis. You're learning, you know, what's too much, you know, in that, I always thought at first, one of the kisses that I obviously know now as a kiss is like, I always viewed that as like the Martin Lawrence, like, you know, like whatever. Don't ask me why. You know how Martin Lawrence would stick out his lips like, you know, like, what, Gina?
Right.
You're looking at me like I'm crazy, man.
No. I know what you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about, right? So I was totally wrong. I don't know why. It was just kind of new. So I'm using this as sometimes as that. And it was like, you know, so later on it was like, no, that wasn't really the right emoji to
right
use.
The right one to go with.
Yeah, that was the right one to go with. So I'm just saying we all have those moments where we learn and we grow. And so you don't feel bad. Dating is a learning experience. And so go with that. You know, just understand that you're not going to like everyone and everyone's not going to like you. And that's okay. Don't view it as rejection. You know, it's more of as a preference. And so they're not meeting that. So you went to McDonald's or you went to a restaurant. You tried it. It was cool. Just not my favorite.
Right.
You know, so, you know, so just understand that you're growing in that process. You're learning that balance. And I think we've all been there when we might have been a little bit over aggressive. I think a good, interesting point that the article talked about is that she was overly invested too early, too.
Yeah.
And so she talked about, you know, told him, you're my soulmate. And it's like, you've been on one date and like, I'm your soulmate. And then, if you better not block me, and if you block me, I'm going to move to your city. Like, whoa, you know, that's...
Right, we're getting a little hasty there.
But I think sometimes we can, not to that extreme.
Yeah.
But sometimes we can rush the relationship in our head. So we've taken this relationship from A to like, you know, M, when we have really not, in reality, we're not even at B yet.
Exactly.
But in your head, you've brought it to A to M, and now you're out of balance as far as some of the things that you're saying, some of the things that you're doing, because your thinking was wrong.
Right.
So, any other thoughts, man?
No, that's pretty much it, man. Just
don't send 65,000.
It's just an interesting story, you know. Like, I've never encountered a story like that.
Yeah. You live long enough, people, right? All right, so make sure you check out part two. Part two, we're going to talk about too bitter. So this one was about too aggressive. Part two is going to be our next one. It's going to be, you know, too bitter when dealing with rejection. And that's where she kind of went. That's where the extra text started coming from. So we just want to pray, Father, we thank you for those that are listening. We thank you for those that are just exploring and searching and starting that data collecting stage. And we just pray that you bless them in that process, that you give them wisdom, that you give them patience. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you and God keep you. Come on, stand up, put your hands up, make some noise. It's a reunion in my family. There's no place I'd rather be, or people I'd rather see. Where there's two or three, then there the Lord will be. Where the Lord is, then there you'll see me. If the Lord ain't going, then I'm not going. Let us be best minded with the mind of Christ. Let us love one another as you will love I. You need me just as much as I need you, because a body can't function when a body's been too far.